Pharmacists are just starting to report who gets controlled substances like OxyContin and Vicodin, how often, and in what quantities. Law enforcement won't have access to the system until June. Police will need a court order. Marshfield Police Officer Jim Cram was a member of the state's controlled substances work group. He says tracking prescription drugs is an important step in combating diversion and misuse.
It takes several hours to draft a warrant, but I tell you what, it's better than not having it at all.
Prescription drug monitoring programs have been shown to reduce drug treatment admissions, but the National Alliance for Model State Drug Laws also points out states have had mixed results in reducing the overall supply of opiates used for non-medical purposes. A cost-benefit analysis done in 2010 for the Wisconsin Pharmacy Examining Board estimates a 5% deterrence rate with millions in health savings from problems like overdoses. Tom Engels is with the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin.
One of the encouraging things that have happened is that the VA system also will be downloading data into all states on prescription drug monitoring program systems. That was a huge issue because at first the VA was going to exempt themselves.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, prescription drugs are now involved in more overdose deaths than heroin and cocaine combined. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.